Ever feel like stepping into a medical maze when you think about the healthcare system?
I think we've all been there.
Well, today we're meeting a doctor, Dr. Gerard Giannoli, who's charting a path all his own.
Yeah.
We're taking a deep dive into his professional biography, trying to figure out what makes him tick.
And let me tell you, it's a fascinating story. I mean, this isn't just a skilled surgeon we're talking about.
Right.
This is a thinker, an innovator, like kind of a medical rebel in a way.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. So the bio, it says he's a neuro-otologist, a skull-based surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
Already it sounds intense. I mean, for those of us who don't wear scrubs to work, what does that even mean?
So we're talking about specialized surgery here, dealing with the ear, the brain, the base of the skull.
Oh.
Often involves really complex conditions.
I bet.
And, you know, within that specialized field, he chose to focus even further on vestibular disorders.
Okay.
These are the things that affect balance.
Right.
And they can be incredibly debilitating for patients.
I can imagine. And actually, you know, speaking of patients, the bio mentions people flying in from all over the world to see him. So what is it about his work that draws people to him specifically?
Well, he's really renowned for pioneering new treatments, mm-hmm. particularly for something called superior semicircular canal dehiscence.
Okay.
This condition, it can be really tough to live with. Just imagine feeling constantly busy, off balance.
Oh, wow.
Dr. Giannoli has developed new diagnostic techniques and surgical approaches that have really, I mean, significantly improved the lives of patients who honestly had nowhere else to turn.
It's like he's almost like he's cracking the code on these medical mysteries, these really complex things that people are dealing with.
Yeah.
But, and here's where it gets really interesting to me, is his career takes this unexpected turn. In 2001, he opts out of Medicare.
Wow.
And by 2005, he had transitioned his entire practice to be 100% third-party free. So I got to ask, what was behind that shift?
You know, I think it really speaks to his strong beliefs in free market medicine.
Okay.
And his conviction that, you know, removing these third-party payers, like the insurance companies,
right,
can actually improve how patients are cared for.
Interesting.
He's spoken and written a lot about how this approach allows for just greater transparency, more personalized attention, and ultimately better outcomes for everyone.
So it's like he's not just treating patients, he's almost challenging the entire system in a way with this approach.
Yeah, for sure.
And it goes beyond just his own practice, right? I mean, he's become this prominent voice in the national healthcare debate.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're talking Wall Street Journal, Forbes, writing editorials, advocating for healthcare reform.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's been featured all over the place. Fox News, NPR, you name it. He's engaging in these important discussions about the direction of healthcare in America.
And then you have, you know, his involvement with organizations, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, Doc Squads. He was even on Dr. Ben Carson's presidential campaign, Medical Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what does that tell us about kind of his broader mission when you look at those things?
Well, I think it points to a real commitment to promoting free market principles within the healthcare system.
Okay.
These organizations, they often advocate for patient-centered approaches, less government intervention, greater physician autonomy.
Right.
Dr. Giannoli's involvement, it really highlights how dedicated he is to these ideals.
So we have this incredible combination of medical expertise, entrepreneurial spirit, and an outspoken advocacy.
It's pretty rare.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. I mean, his career trajectory really makes you think about where things are headed.
It really does. I mean, it makes you consider the potential implications of his third-party free model, this free market approach to healthcare. Could this be a glimpse into the future of medicine? It's a question worth thinking about, that's for sure.
Definitely something to ponder.